while I'm here at Agar Street with the Hereford United chairman, David Keats. David, it's fair to say it's been a pretty grim week, I would imagine, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel. People are starting to rally to the cause.
Yeah, difficult times, Trevor, and we've obviously made our announcements as wide as we can to try and generate support. And, you know, it's just enormously heartening that people are starting to respond. I mean, it's a, dare I say, it's a sort of a Herefordian trait. You know, we sort of struggle along, but when we've got to pull together for each other, people start to come forward, and that's been the case this morning.
The club has set up a fighting fund, and already the money has sort of come in then, presumably.
Yeah, if people look on our website, it does give you a few options. You can donate online through the club shop, actually, though I'm told at this minute the website has crashed because of the interest and the support, so be patient. It's rather like buying your ticket for Glastonbury or the Olympics or something. You know, the computer system can take in so much, but be patient on that. People have walked in with cheques, telephoned in, etc., etc. A young lad has just been in with his prized possession of a signed Hereford United team photograph and would like for us to auction it in some fashion. So, yeah, wonderful stories.
It's clearly very difficult times, and then you get people walking off the street who might not come here every other Saturday afternoon, but still have obviously got the club at heart.
Yeah, and wider. I've just met a guy who's an Everton supporter, and he's come in with two youngsters to buy them Hereford United shirts. So it's actually a football thing, I think, and in one or two of the interviews I've had this week, that was the point I was trying to make, you know, the discrepancy of dropping out of the Football League to have to face best part of £500,000 shortfall in funding, by the nature of it being a smaller club, is a huge thing to have to bite off. And, you know, we're setting out to do that now.
As we understand it, I mean, clearly you've got a sizeable bill for PAY and the VAT man, two bills there. The wages bill is due next week, which again is a sizeable amount of money. With respect to the VAT man and the PAYE, if you could give them some money to be going on with, is that likely to sort of keep the wolf from the door for a while?
Yeah, I think it probably would. We did a deal with the VAT man to clear the fairly ancient, backdated audit figures over £2,000 a week. But I believe I'm right in saying that that will be compromised if we can't pay the 35k PAY bill. So very much in those hands, really, in the authorities' hands. But I think the way through, I feel, is in bite-sized chunks, in just the same way as £10 is very well received, as much as £1,000. You know, it'll all add up to I think we've got a good chance of hitting the 35,000 PAY bill. And then we would sort of try and hit another target, which is giving the players and the management something towards payday on Friday next week.
Final point, David, a word for the staff here. I don't just mean the playing staff, obviously, who presumably are worried about their wages coming in. They've all got commitments, the same as the rest of us. But the office staff, I've just come through there now, and they're working flat out in there.
Yeah, well, they're tremendously loyal and committed people. They're on Hereford wages, people in the office and part-time people in the reception area or whatever. You know, we're not talking about mega footballers' wages here. And, we're determined to do what we can for all of them.
Well, best of luck. Let's hope the money continues to roll in. And thanks very much for your time. That's David Keats, chairman of Hereford United. The Fighting Fund is up and running. As you heard, you can donate over the phone, in person or online.